For NSPR News, I'm Mark Albert. It's time again for our weekly check-in with representatives from agencies repairing damage left behind by the campfire. Joining us, Paradise spokeswoman Colette Curtis, Butte County spokeswoman Casey Hatcher, and Paradise Irrigation District spokeswoman Mickey Rich. Virtually all of the burnt remnants left behind by the fire have been carted away, and the roar of heavy equipment is starting to be replaced by the rap of pounding hammers. There's also some brisk activity at the planning office. Colette, let's start with the town. While the number of current residents is small, the number of people signaling they're serious about returning continues to exceed expectations.
As of today, we have received 522 rebuilding applications, which again has surpassed our expectations. We initially thought we would have 200 by the end of the year. Then we thought 500. Now we're not quite sure. We might even hit 600. So we are feeling really good about those numbers. And again, working very hard to make that process as simple and smooth as possible. And to that end, we are still working to get our Building Resiliency Center open, or the brick, you may hear it called that. We're still working on the interior, and we are hoping to get that building open in December. The brick will house the Town of Paradise Building Department, representatives from Butte County Building Department, PID. We'll also have rebuild advocates who will be there to sit down with residents and walk through the rebuilding process to help make that as easy as possible. They also are very well versed in resources available, including financial resources, to help put together a financial picture for those who are rebuilding to make it a reality. Of those 522 applications that we've received, we have issued 355 building permits, and we have issued 14 certificates of occupancy. So we're moving through those very quickly, and we do expect in the next few months that we'll have a big jump in those certificates of occupancy being issued. An exciting event that we have coming up that I want to mention is the Lighted Truck Parade that is happening on Saturday, December 7th. It is a, just as it sounds, a truck parade that are all lit up for the holidays. It's a really fun judged competition. So those trucks that enter are going for gold. And you can watch the parade at the Terry Ashe Recreation Center. The parade will proceed down Skyway, and the parade begins at 6 p.m.
Thank you, Colette. Casey Hatcher, moving to the big picture from the county. I guess the big action right now is just mopping up loose ends at the end of debris removal. Can you go over some of the other big developments?
They are just finishing up the final stages of soil sampling and erosion control. There are still a little over 300 properties that remain to be cleaned up in the alternative program, and those are property owners who hired private contractors. The board took action on Tuesday to set a deadline of February 29th for when all of the debris needs to be removed and those properties need to be certified clean in the alternative program. Our Environmental Health Division will work directly with contractors to help them understand those deadlines and work toward that completion. And as we kind of turn the page on debris removal, we open a book on tree removal, and that is really a focus now for property owners. We want to make sure property owners in the burn area that have trees that are rooted in their private property that might fall into the public right-of-way or onto public improved properties get signed up for the tree removal program. We have just nearly 1,000 properties signed up, but nearly 12,000 parcels that need to get enrolled. And so we have been holding community meetings. We have been reaching out directly by mail, and we'll soon reach out directly on the phone to property owners to make sure they know about the requirement to sign up, that they understand the programs, and that they get enrolled by the deadline of December 20th of this year. The county continues to also receive a lot of building permits, over 200 at this point. We have 9 homes that have been completed and are being occupied by fire survivors, and over 100 that are in some point of the building process. We get a lot of activity every single day, and we look forward to the brick being open on the ridge and locating our building services in there as well. We want to remove the barriers that people are facing to rebuild and to really provide as much of that support as people walk through that rebuilding process as possible.
Thank you, Casey. Turning our attention to drinking water, we move on to Mickey Rich from the Paradise Irrigation District, where do not drink orders were lifted from 50 more properties this past week. Apparently, crews are also shifting focus there to replacing service laterals. the smaller individual lines going from a big water main to the water meter on the edge of a property. Mickey, fill us in with some of the details.
The Paradise Irrigation District has lifted the water advisory for 794 customer service laterals. Most of the water advisories have been at standing homes, but we're about to see an increase in the number of service lateral replacements being done throughout town. The letter PID provides showing the advisory is lifted at the property and the water's potable, that means drinkable, is a requirement from the town of Paradise to issue the final certificate of occupancy on the home. We've identified 170 properties where we believe property owners will need this letter soon. The contractor doing the work believes they can finish all 170 by the end of January. However, delays are always possible in construction due to weather, and also since this is underground work, there may be challenges at any given location that we won't know about until we dig up the street and take a look. The priority list of addresses we've cited for immediate replacement is available on our recovery page at pidwater.com. If you're rebuilding in Paradise and nearing your final, please visit the page and make sure your address is on the list. Again, that website is pidwater.com/recovery. If your address is not on the list, there's a link to email the project manager. What you'll need to include on that email is your contact information, the property address, and the last signed off inspection for your home. The online list isn't going to show the order of service lateral replacement because since we're just beginning the work, we want to allow for the contractor to make changes quickly if needed. The second phase of the service lateral replacement will be to replace the service lateral and provide clean drinking water to those living on their properties in temporary housing. This work will start as soon as we've caught up on the replacements for the rebuilds. We're using a sign-up process to schedule the replacing these service lines for these families because there isn't another way to know who may be living on their property. We believe there are probably a few hundred families living in RVs or other temporary housing on their property who need clean drinking water. So if you're trucking in water or picking up water from one of our fill stations, we need to know who you are so we can get your property on the list and to the contractor. We've developed a quick online form that's available on our recovery page. It's just right below the information for the rebuilds. You're also welcome to call or come by our office. You need to be living on your property in temporary housing or planning to move up to your property within the next 30 to 60 days. You also need to have ordered your interim backflow device. The service line will be a 1-inch line and placed where the meter is now or very near to the existing location. There's no cost to these customers for replacing their service line other than the cost for the interim backflow device. But if they plan to build their home later and they need that line, that water line or meter put in a different place, they would need to pay the upgrade themselves.
That was Mickey Rich, spokeswoman for the Paradise Irrigation District, Butte County spokeswoman Casey Hatcher, and Paradise spokeswoman Colette Curtis. For NSPR News, I'm Mark Albert.